This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chosen joy for the day today, and try to do that with most every day. You know, there are realities in life that take you away from the joyful noise, but I'd like to think the DJV program was the joyful noise. Now, there's a lot of noise, but whether it's always joyful or not remains to be seen. We're focused on today's news and the events that matter, things that are going on with people that we all have been thinking about. This has been, this is the last day of March. March has been Women's History Month. When did that start? Anybody remember? When did Women's History Month start?
March 1st.
Hey, forget about her. Does anybody remember part two of the same question? What year? March Madness? March Madness. March Women's History Month. Maybe the two are related somehow. Whoops. Did I just say that? Women's History Month this year, some groundbreaking achievements. Let's see here. This week, rapper Cardi B became the first woman to have every song on an album certified platinum. Are you all fans
Good
of Cardi B? Yeah?
Sure.
Yes?
I mean,
no?
I'm not like going out of my way to listen to Cardi B, but I listen to top 40 stuff sometimes on the radio.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next item, UConn women's basketball team made the NCAA tournament Final Four for...
By the way, Women's History Month started in 1978.
Thank you. March 1st, no doubt, right?
It was Women's History Day in Sonoma, California, and then it was championed nationally, I guess, and so that's when it became a national... Oh, sorry, it was first started in 78, became a national week in 1980. And then a month in 1987. How about that?
Thank you. Let's see, what else have we got here? We have the UConn women's basketball team. Former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg received the Great American Medal from the National Museum of American History. And that's all part of other things that have gone on. So have you all, the three of you, paid close attention to what's been going on this month in Women's History Month? Or why do we have to have a month for women's? Why can't we talk about it all the time? It's kind of like Black History Month. Why do we have a Black History Month? Why do we just all talk about it all the time?
Sure.
Seems
I don't know. I think
artificial.
It helps organize curriculum, though, right? Just to say do everything all the time. I mean, it helps, I think, organize stuff that you're going to see in libraries. It's going to help you organize stuff that schools are focusing on. So I don't have a problem with the month. I can't say as an adult with, you know, not a lot of time on my hands that I can sit and really, you know, think through Women's History Month. I pay tribute to Women's History Month by being a woman who is
historical.
Striving to be the best I can be, right?
Right. You're historical and hysterical. It's not bad. Now, do I start trouble by asking for a clarification on whatever this commander... Who was the commander that said that Biden's strategy had failed in Ukraine? Is that treasonous?
I wasn't happy about doing that. Well, no, it wasn't treasonous. It was during a hearing, actually. There was a big hearing in Washington, D.C. yesterday with the House Armed Services Committee. And so they were talking about whether or not the sanctions were working, whether or not what was happening was working to deter Vladimir Putin. And so he said there was a question from Representative Mike Gallagher. Gallagher didn't say Biden's name. He just said about, you know, what is the effectiveness or is it effective, the U.S. effort to deter Russia's invasion by non-military means. So he's referring to the sanctions in the months leading up to the invasion. He said, you as a combatant commander felt that you were part of an interagency effort intended to deter Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. He responded, that's correct, deter and dissuade. Would it be fair to say that that deterrence failed in Ukraine? And so then he said, number one, I would say NATO's solidarity remained. And so then Gallagher says, well, I can't. And so then Gallagher said, well, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, did we deter? Was deterrence fail in Ukraine? And he said, I can't argue with your conclusion.
What a roundabout way of giving an answer. Why don't you just say yes or no?
Well, this is how all these hearings go, right?
Exactly. So, is it true or not true that we, as a government, have made, or through back channels, made numerous attempts to reach out to either the Russian politicians or Russian military to try to see if we could upset the Putin apple cart? Is that,
well, I don't know. I don't know if we know that for sure, but there's every one of our, or most of our, you know, intelligence officials and State Department reps have a counterpart in Russia that they work, you know, have been working with. And so I don't know. I would not be surprised if someone was trying to gauge any potential interest in
overthrowing
Putin.
They're not trying to. I think what you might be referring to, Doug, is that John Kirby, who works at the Pentagon with Lloyd Austin, has been giving a lot of press briefings. I think he gives one every day for the most part, you know, without a few exceptions during this. And so it's been the continuous question, is Russia taking your calls, basically? And Russia, he continues to say, is not taking our calls. He said that we've been reaching out to numerous people within the Russian government, our counterparts there, to try to see what can happen. And Russia's not been responsive. So I think that may be what you're talking about. I don't think it's an effort to overthrow. I'm sure behind the scenes we'd love to figure out a way
to
do that.
Yeah, but let's do that. Okay, that's sort of unsustainable. Speaking of that, our situation on the border, this is something, again, that hasn't gotten a lot of attention because of what's going on in Ukraine and other issues, serious matters. But the border is a serious matter, and it's not being given, in my estimation, the attention. And attention means fixing the problem, stopping the influx, figuring out what to do with all of these people that are not just coming from Mexico anymore, although they're coming through Mexico, but they're coming from Europe. They're coming from China. They're coming from
all over.
Well,
they're expecting a big influx as well now. So it's, I mean, I think that we'll see what happens.
They're getting rid of Title 42. Biden has said that he's going to get rid of that.
What's Title 42?
It was launched under the Trump administration, basically saying that anybody coming here, like single men, specifically coming here without families or children, it would be sent back because of the threat of the pandemic. And so the Biden
administration... Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Why would we, because of? If they don't belong here, why don't we just send them back? What is the resistance to doing that? Why in the world do we continue to let all these people...
Well, men can also seek asylum, too. I mean, I have a friend who's an attorney who does pro bono at the border, and the single men who have applied from Guatemala and from other countries have gone through horrific, horrific things to try to seek asylum.
That's okay.
So those are the ones seeking asylum.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
The ones who show up.
I'm not talking about the ones.
Well, no, all right. I think, but I do think that we need to differentiate, though, in the way that we're talking about.
Well, there's lots
of
different elements
all together.
But people who are coming into the country illegally, singly under Title 42, are supposed to be sent back to, you know, to their homes or to Mexico or wherever they came from, and that's going to go away. So they're going to get rid of that. The Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday that March saw the highest number of arrests by the Border Patrol of illegal immigrants at the border in 22 years. They made 7,000 arrests each day in March. And well over, that just coupled this with the story that said over a million people came into the country last year unauthorized. So you've got 200,000 encounters that are happening by the Border Patrol in just last July and August alone. And there doesn't seem to be a real plan to stop it. And so the sign is on the border. Here's the thing. We're worried about the sovereignty of Ukraine. We need to start being worried about the sovereignty of this country. And there are a lot of people who are worried that this is going to impact the midterms because these numbers are going to get so high.
All right. Speaking of Mexico, you'll be excited to know that the president of Mexico says that he has essentially given up on his bid to sell off the presidential jet and instead is going to rent it out for weddings. It's a Boeing 787. They can't sell it. It's a brand new jet. I'm surprised they can't sell it. Why can't they sell it? I would think Americans would buy it in a second.
Customized. It's so heavily customized that it would be ridiculously expensive. It would be worth more than the plane itself to try to
refit
it.
Why don't we sell it to the United States government and use as one of our diplomatic planes? They've got the two new 747s coming.
We don't need it.
Yeah.
He's tried everything. Believe me, this guy, it's not like, you know, he needs to call you and say, hey, who should I sell this to? He's literally tried everything. This has been a couple years now. No one wants it. No sale. So it's going to stay parked and people can party in it.
So how is it that they spent the kind of dough they did for this plane? It's $200 million.
The last guy did. Yeah, the last president. Yeah, and this president does it. He flies commercial and sort. Then COVID hit, and so yeah.
We do.
But he's a different breed.
So where are we with Judge Jackson and her clearance with the Senate? What's happening with the vote to get her onto?
Susan Collins said she'll vote for her, so I think she's going to have enough votes to be confirmed. But nothing's going to happen until what, April something?
Why?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the next 2 weeks.
That's when the vote is.
Yeah.
Oh,
the only news, nothing new. Well, the only new thing is that Susan Collins said, that's the only Republican that said so far that she would vote for her. So that should give her enough. Again, it's going to be a slim margin. I don't think anybody will be surprised that she gets confirmed.
Mm. All right. Oil, price of food, all that stuff, all the data showing the forecast for inflation, what should the Fed do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I object to is every day in the financial newspapers, fear of recession. Well, if you mention it, it's like anything else. It's like good advertising on the radio. The more you mention something, a special deal, it's frequency and reach. You keep telling the same story, people are going to begin to believe it. Whether it's true or not remains to be seen.
There isn't a single Wall Street analyst who thinks that there is any real concern of a recession. There just isn't.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I read every single thing that I read every day. Barron's, Market Watch, CNBC, everyone says this is not going to turn into the recession that people are afraid of. It's just not.
What they're afraid of, but how long can inflation like this really last? I mean,
they don't expect it to last.
They lied to us. Well, they said that it's not transitory. That it's
So right, but I'm talking about analysts who are independent
and here we are,
out for their own clients. I'm not talking about
politicians.
People on the Fed.
Yeah, people.
Not
who
talking
are
about politicians. I'm talking about people on Wall Street.
People make money.
Yeah,
right.
They're exactly. Not concerned.
So my message is: stop worrying about it. Stop with the fear-based thinking. It always look back over the history of the country. Even go back to the Depression 100 years ago, and we came out of it all right. Was it painful? Yep. Did a lot of people get hurt? Absolutely. But is it the end of the world? No, it is not the end of the world. So stop treating it like it's the end of the world. That's my message. At 18 after the hour, it's the DJV show.
Paired with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not that. Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
How long long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I love it. Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at the ready and on the go, looking at social media and what a Kerr Zuckerman is. All right, so we get beyond that to something that affects people in a real social sense. There are a lot of gossip mongers who love to talk about the Beckhams. I don't know why. They're supposedly a wonderful couple or the example of whatever the... However the rich and famous are supposed to live, I don't get it with them, but then I don't always get it with some things, and Victoria would be happy to tell you that. So let's find out why the Beckhams are in focus here after this.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine washable Arch Fit Shoes now at Skechers.com.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? All right, so Jay, the Beckhams, David, Victoria, they have how many children?
Four.
Four children.
Okay. Four children, three boys, yeah. One daughter.
And is the story that somebody broke into their home and stole all their children?
No.
That's not the case. Okay, what did happen?
Not the case. Well, yeah, somebody did break into their London home and made off with
thousands of pounds worth of belongings, nothing that had sentimental value. Nobody got hurt, so they are
not
feeling
pounds
about
like
that.
They're pounds in a ton, but pounds in terms of dollars.
Yes. Right. Yes. Exactly. Right. And they didn't know anything happened. It was Victoria, David, and their 10-year-old daughter Harper. They were relaxing downstairs. A burglar or burglars, they're not sure if it was a person that acted alone or not, made their way breaking through a window, and they didn't get farther than the room that they currently, like, that they had broken into, and then they went back out the same way they came in. And it wasn't until their 17-year-old son Cruz returned and found broken glass, and the room was just completely ransacked. And
so they did this while the family was home. That is
They were downstairs. And it's kind of crazy because there's a source that says the security at the house is actually really good, both physically and technically. So the fact that anybody was even able to break in was astounding. It happened just before midnight, February 28th, and so then by the time they figured everything out, it was about March 1st when they called in the police. Hmm. And this is out now because the police report is coming out now, and police are still investigating the situation to figure out exactly what happened.
Was it an inside job? If someone, you know,
if security was that good, how did it happen?
That must feel a lot of people like that such a violation. Oh.
Yes, yeah, and more than anything of the belongings, just knowing that somebody was in your house with nefarious, just craziness. But a lot of people who have home security systems, they don't put them upstairs. They're mainly downstairs because who's going to break in upstairs?
Obviously these guys. Yeah, let's go. All right, so that's the latest there. The latest from Chris Rock is, if you haven't heard, he did a performance in Boston last night. It was sold out, and they were scalping tickets for $8,000 out in the street. It's 28 after the hour.
Paid for by Bank on Yourself. Have you been putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. You've seen what's happening in the market. This is clearly no time to gamble. Can you really afford to lose any more of your retirement savings? Hey, here's the good news. You don't have to lose another penny because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street desperately hopes you'll never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money, even when the market tumbles, just as it's done for more than 160 years. And it gives you tax-free and penalty-free access to your savings. These are treacherous times, and now, more than ever, you can't afford to take one wrong step. So get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. Hurry. To get this free report, go to SaveYourRetirementNow.com right now. That's SaveYourRetirementNow.com. SaveYourRetirementNow.com.
And now a small business setback. Step two, smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. Navy aircraft crashed overnight in the waters off Virginia. Two people had been rescued while a third died. Lieutenant Commander Rob Myers, a PIO with the Naval Air Force, said the plane was doing a routine exercise when it went down. He confirmed that it was a U.S. Navy E-2D. The dual-propeller plane has a large radar disc on top. The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is going to get worse. The Biden administration is planning to end a pandemic-era emergency rule known as Title 42 in late May. The rule allowed U.S. immigration authorities to quickly expel immigrants before reaching our soil. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly on Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona, yesterday.
I want to make sure that Arizona, that we do not pay a price for
the failure in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to keep holding the administration accountable for this.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The world is now getting more details about the Biden family receiving tens of millions of dollars from communist China. Details on what kind of job could warrant such payments has Americans wondering. President Trump reached out to the Kremlin to release what they know about the nefarious activities behind the scenes. The White House responds to President Trump calling on President Putin to release information about Hunter Biden.
What kind of American, let alone an ex-president, thinks that this is the right time to enter into a scheme with Vladimir Putin and brag about his connections to Vladimir Putin? There is only one, and it's Donald Trump.
Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, just before the 2020 general election.
I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. I have also heard that Vice President Biden said on Tuesday that Senator Ron Johnson, the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, should be ashamed for suggesting that Biden family sought to profit from their name. Well, here are the facts I know, and everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence. And the American people can judge for themselves. I brought, I guess, for record, three phones that spanned the years 2015 through 2018. These phones have never been held by anybody else besides myself. I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man, the Bidens included.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour. Today is March 31st. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner announcing Eiffel Tower Day. Among other things, today is Bunsen Burner Day, Cesar Chavez Day, International Hug a Medievalist Day.
What is a medievalist? Is that someone who likes
Game of Thrones? Studies medieval life?
I feel like that would happen more in May or whenever the Renaissance Fair is always held.
Right. Yeah, you think so. Right. So Eiffel Tower Day in France, it was completed during the French Revolution. It's an old, old structure. Anybody been on the Eiffel Tower beside me?
Sure.
You been there? Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go up on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you get scared?
No.
Really?
It was before I discovered I don't like heights.
Oh.
So it was okay. Great then, yeah.
Yeah, right.
fellow who created it was Gustave Eiffel, proposed an open lattice iron tower that would be higher than 1,000 feet. Because they had given the Statue of Liberty to the Americans, and they wanted something that was bigger than the Statue of Liberty. So he got to build it in 1887, 2 years, 2 months, and 5 days, got this thing done. You realize what that's just the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. The fact they were able to create steel and to create, they didn't have welding then, so they had everything's put together with these steel pins. I think that's an astounding, the fact that it still stands,
yeah,
frankly,
that's true.
Been renovated a couple of times, but, you know, this is it's really a testament to, once again, ingenuity, how people, when they decide they want to do something, set their mind to it. Remember, it was about the same time, that was the Industrial Revolution, when things like electricity were being put to use, the electric light bulb, and things like radios. There was an outshoot of all of this stuff. Fascinating what the human mind can create. So congratulations. You see, the Russians have drafted 134,000 young men to be conscripted into the army. But the Russian government says they won't go to Ukraine. Oh, where are they going to go? Siberia? They've been the last 5 weeks since the invasion started, and all the Russian soldiers started going somewhere else, and 16,000 got killed, and another 30-some-odd thousand apparently just disappeared into the ethos. But what they really did was take their uniforms off, put on street clothes, and run away with the people that were going over the border and by the thousands. So, anyway, I just find it interesting that they say, well, we're not going to send them to Ukraine. Okay, so what are you going to do with them? Be interesting to know, right?
Yeah, well, right. I mean, we know Russia lies, so
of course they do.
What does it even matter where they say they're going, because it's not going to be the truthful answer.
Right, and what does it matter what they say, period? I guess that's it, yeah, right. Walmart in the news today because they say they are not going to sell cigarettes anymore. These stores in California, Florida, Arkansas, New Mexico on the list so far. They are not the first national chain to cut off sales. Target ended cigarette sales a long time ago. CVS ended them as well. It's a good marketing strategy. How do you figure an outfit like CVS, and CVS is so closely tied to Target now, because I think CVS office, don't they have them in every Target? Isn't there a CVS kind of sub-store in every Target? Around here there isn't.
There's only one Target near us, and there is a CVS in it, so I would assume that that's a sort of a permanent partnership.
Yeah, I think it's a good partnership. Smart. Made good business sense. Anyway, so they figure that their annual earnings will be cut by 8 cents a share because they're no longer going to sell cigarettes. You know what? It's about time somebody got a conscience and started working over these people in these public companies. If you have stock in a public company and they're selling cigarettes, killing people, that's what you're doing. You're selling the means of destruction. The human body cannot take what is in conventional cigarettes, never has been able to. And so the fact that they were sold, the fact that the government used to subsidize, and I think in some cases still does, tobacco growers and the tobacco companies because of the strength of their lobbying in Washington is no less, it's national disgrace doesn't really do it. It's not, it is an obscenity that our tax dollars go toward helping promote the death of millions of Americans. How do you square that? If you have an inquisitive child in your family and he or she realizes what's going on and they ask you, and you smoke, what do you say to them? What's the answer? There is no answer.
Most parents today, though,
don't smoke.
Don't want their kids to fall into the same habit that they have.
Yes.
Right? Well, I mean, don't you... I guess maybe it depends on where you live and your circumstances.
But. Well, and some people just don't think twice about it. I can't tell you how often I will see an adult driving a car, smoking in their car with a kid in the back seat. It's heartbreaking. The kid's not choosing that. If you want to smoke and you want to do your own thing, go do that. But don't hinder other people's lungs.
Mm-hmm. Here's the, let's see if we can deal with toilet paper now. You ready, ladies, ready? When's the last time you bought a roll of toilet paper? You buy by the box.
I bought the big 20-pack recently.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
How much you pay for it?
$13, $14, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And did you realize that the amount of toilet paper on each roll is less than it was a year ago at this time? Did you
yeah,
know that?
For certain brands. I don't buy Charmin. We buy Scott's because we rent an apartment, and so they encourage that so it doesn't clog up the septic systems. But
Charmin does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charmin's really thick. But right. I think Scott is the same, but I know Charmin cut back by like 8% or something, so the roll is smaller. I don't remember what the percentage was. Yeah. But it's something you have to look out for if you're buying, you know, without actually seeing the package and without reading how many
roll
sheets
of toilet
per
paper
roll.
Is a roll of toilet paper. What's
right.
The big
People
deal?
Don't think about that. You're paying the same thing and getting less.
Right. Used to get.
Yeah, we use Charmin. I didn't even realize it.
Used to get 400 sheets. Now it's 366. There you go.
Right. Also, it's the kind of thing that you wouldn't necessarily notice right away without someone else pointing it out.
Count it.
Right.
Sit on the toilet. Okay, how many different sheets of toilet paper do I have here while I'm
That's probably what people
poop.
Used to do before being able to take their phones to the bathroom with them.
Yeah, I used to read.
That or read the back of the champagne bottle.
Okay, all right. Used to have getting real uncomfortable now. Yes. I've reached my threshold. I can't do bathroom talk.
All right. So how about this? Other things that are being cut. The number of Keebler cookies in the Chips Deluxe package has gone down. The number of M&Ms in a package of M&Ms down from what it used to be. Let's see here. New Gatorade bottles hold less. They used to be 32 fluid ounces, now 28, but you pay the same, you know, you're paying the same amount, right?
Yep.
It's everything's getting less and you're getting charged more. The American way.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I didn't think about it. What's the latest from the Academy on the slap that has stirred the nation? Is there anything, have we got anything new, or is it just the same old that we've been listening to for 2 days? The Academy is not going to do anything about Will Smith, right? Or are they?
No, they're investigating it. They're having meetings over it. And
they're going to vote, right?
Yeah, they're going to have a vote. And it's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah. What do you think will happen?
Probably a suspension or something. I don't think he's going to lose his Oscar because that's an award for his work and everything that was happening before the slap. But it will be interesting to see how he's reprimanded.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, the next time you feel aches or pains like I have since I tore my rotator cuff or all the muscles around it, from up above my bicep to around the tendons and stuff, aches, pains, unbelievable soreness, getting it treated, physical therapy, acupuncture, you name it. It's better. It works. Everything's going back to normal, but it still aches. Unbelievable pain in the middle of the night. Turn over the wrong way. Ow! So, how do I fix it? You'll be surprised. You ready for this? Nostalgia. People who read or think about things, the thoughts of what used to be can reduce, apparently, the perception of pain. Does it reduce the pain really? No, it gets your mind off of it. Old cartoons, games you played when you were a child, candy that you ate. Like listen, there's nothing better than having candy corn. I forget everything that bothers me when I'm chewing away on candy corn. It's just delightful. I love candy corn. Anyway, so what else? There's a survey that was done in an MRI exam room screening participants, and the researchers found that observing pictures that triggered childhood memories made the pain weaker. I think that's pretty interesting, don't you? That'd be a good thing to ask Dr. Kent. Why is that? Thalamus gland, which is in your brain, the relay station in the brain, passes along sensory information and motor signals. So if you distract it, like cutting it off, like sending a fork in the road, and take this fork because it's fun, it'll kill the pain. At least you'll think it's killing the pain. It's still there, but somehow or other your mind, this is an amazing thing. You know, how the mind works, always the discussion I find fascinating is the fact that people try to differentiate between the mind and the brain. Without a brain, you don't have a mind. Without a mind, the brain has to be there first before you have a mind, right? Isn't that how it works?
Sure, yeah.
What else?
Makes
there?
Sense.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. So, what about, there are certain foods, apparently, too, that
will ease the pain of something. Think about the cookies, Girl Scout cookies. I used to love vanilla cream cookies, and so I still buy them. Chocolate chip cookies, they're hard to find good ones anymore. But the good vanilla cookies with the cream in them, don't you love? What do you love? What do you like for cookies? What do you have, Jay, around your house for cookies? What do you have?
I'm more of a salty person, so give me chips over cookies any day of the week.
Really?
Okay. Barbecue chips? Cookies. Yeah, all of that.
No cookies?
No cookies, no sweet stuff.
What are you doing to Lewis?
To Lewis?
Terrible.
Yeah. Lewis Lee eats a loaf of bread at a restaurant. That's what his dessert is. It's fine.
Oh,
he doesn't need anything more.
That's terrible. That's awful. I'd divorce you if you were doing that to me. 46 past the hour.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Are you over 65 or turning 65? Whether you're new to Medicare or already have a plan, important changes in Medicare take place every year that most Americans miss. Get your Medicare maximized with Chapter, a free service that makes sure you have the right plan now and continued concierge service whenever you need a change. At Chapter, we instantly compare thousands of plans from the most trusted insurers to find our members the best and most affordable plans for them. The right Medicare coverage for you, including plans to cover gaps in Medicare Part A and Part B. Important benefits like vision, dental, and prescription coverage that could save you thousands of dollars each year. Maximize your Medicare with Chapter. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. The service is free, so call and speak with an advisor. Let us help your next Chapter be the best one yet. Call 800-601-7555. 800-601-7555. 800-601-7555.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone.
Brave marin. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, here we are. Movies and music. Put them together. What do you have? The Robert Stigwood Organization. You know, we talk a lot about the Russian oligarchs and their big boats. Robert Stigwood, for a while, was the wealthiest man in Hollywood. He had a 530-foot. If you see the, there's a story of his life on one of the streaming channels. He had a 530-foot yacht. And he credited not the Bee Gees necessarily, but the Saturday Night Fever and all the things that went with it. But he was the producer of the Bee Gees, Chucker. Okay. So how are we connecting him to movie news?
Well, Paramount Pictures is aggressively moving forward with a big screen biopic on the Bee Gees. They've hired a director. I'm not familiar with his work. And the screenwriter of the James Bond movie Skyfall to move the project forward. I didn't realize this. I knew they were big, but they sold 220 million records.
Yeah, huge.
And they had the biggest soundtrack of all time with Saturday Night Fever back in 1977, which was a great sound. That soundtrack alone will make this movie very entertaining. I think, listen, they're doing, everything's a superhero movie, but I like these ideas of biopics. I mean, it's good. They're very entertaining.
You know, it was just an amazing combination of all the right things at the right time. The music, Travolta started to rocket as a result of this. And he and Stigwood became very good friends, apparently, and Stigwood helped to move him along in terms of his fame, stardom, and acting. It was really a very interesting time in movies and in music.
And here's the interesting part about Saturday Night Fever, which I told a story on the air before. This movie was such a big hit in 77, but it was a very mature movie, a hard R, so kids couldn't go. So then halfway through its release, they recut the film to PG. And it still did just as well. And that's never been done before, theatrically. Never been done before. Very interesting.
That was when Travolta had hair. back then.
Yes. I think he still looks. Honestly, I think he looks better
without the rug. Ugh.
Yeah, the rug. Yeah.
He looks good at the Oscars.
He looked good at the. That was actually a good moment. Him and with Thurman, Sam Jackson, 20-year anniversary to Pulp Fiction when they came out. That was a good moment.
Yeah.
Not a good moment. I just want to touch on the Bruce Willis story that was released. That's a bummer.
So now you're going to eat your words because the reason he was doing all those movies is because he was worried about the future for him and his legacy, I think, as much as anything else.
Well, listen, I mean, the reality is in the last 4 or 5 years, he's done dozens and dozens and dozens of D-grade, horrible movies that have going right straight to the Walmart shelf. I mean, these are unwatchable movies.
Well, they're all on the streaming services. You can see them on.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, what I found interesting. How did the producers paid him for like a weekend's work, right? Evidently, now the story's come out, they fed him his lines in a microphone, right? Yeah. And he read.
That's sad that someone would even leak that. I hate that.
So here's the thing. They paid him, I don't know, $1 million, $2 million, whatever they paid him for a weekend's work. But how do they sell it? Like, how are these movies profitable? They're really bad movies. Like, who cares?
Yeah, they're not. People want to watch. Yeah. People want to see action flicks. It's the same story over and over and over and over and over again. But it's like television any night of the week. How many different Law and Order stories can there be? How many different FBI stories can there be?
Listen, the reality is, if you watch one of these Bruce Willis cheapo movies in the last few years, these are horrible movies. These are almost unwatchable. But these are bad.
Yeah, they are.
For Chuck to say that, you know it's got to be bad. Because he likes, you know, all those sci-fi movies.
I just want to touch on this. This day in entertainment history, 1985, WrestleMania 1 premiered at Madison Square Garden. I was there. This was a huge event. Mr. T and Hulk Hogan fought Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff. Cyndi Lauper was involved. MTV got heavily involved. It was heavily promoted and really changed the face of Vince McMahon in wrestling back in the day. It was a huge event, and the ripple effects going forward for Vince McMahon and that empire sustained himself many decades later. But that was an awesome day, WrestleMania 1 in Madison Square Garden. I just wanted to point that out.
It's a chucker.
Yeah, I'm sure you weren't there. Yeah. I'm sure you were.
What did Cyndi Lauper do? She didn't wrestle with anybody. She managed a wrestler named
Wendy Richter. And it helped her career. And they did this video. Well, she did a video called Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah.
And her father in that video was played by Captain Lou Albano, who was a wrestling manager, really good wrestling man. He also did some movies. So she got heavily involved. It helped her career. It helped Vince McMahon, and it helped Hulk Hogan's career and Roddy Piper. And wrestling at that time in the 80s absolutely exploded.
What happened to Roddy Pepper's daughter? Wasn't she a wrestler for a while?
No. You know, thinking of Ronda Rousey, who does like a Roddy Piper riff when she wrestles. She's in the WWE now. Yep.
All right, Chucker. Thanks for that update and the info.
Thank you.
59 past.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.